This is the April 7th meeting of the PMB Governance Committee. I'm George Ryder, the chair of the committee. I will read the roll. Lona Elias.
Present.
Steve Brazon.
Here.
Dee Brown.
Say, Lydia.
Lydia. Steve Brown. Al Bernstein.
Yep.
Benito Diaz.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
William Heerwagen. Kim Kaufman. Pat Logan. Pat. Tony Norman. Andrea Pritchett.
Here.
Myself, George Ryder, Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Nancy Sadaranaratomi.
Present.
John Wenger. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here. I want to apologize. I have to leave at 7:30. I have a social obligation I have to deal with, so I just want people to know that before we
start. Okay, we have 9 members. That's quorum. The agenda is posted on KTSDX. I don't think I actually mailed it out. Does anyone need me to mail it out?
Please.
Okay, give me a moment.
And this is Lydia. I'm going to have an amendment. I don't expect you won't get to it.
Okay, I'll read out the agenda as it stands, and I've just sent it. So, first item is the approval of the agenda, approval of task minutes. We don't have any. Reconsideration of elections motions for 2015 is something I put on there. Consideration of confidentiality policy and statements, Mel Bernstein. Discussion of sustained tendencies at KPFT. I'm not sure whose that was.
That was mine, George. Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence, okay. And resolve that meeting dates, including recurring meetings on the Pacific Board meeting calendar, which have been established by a majority vote of the committee and properly noticed, shall not be canceled by a majority vote at a properly noticed meeting at which quorum is achieved or by the written email consent of a majority of committee members. Written email consent shall be sent to the entire committee. That was William Heerwagen. So, are there any amendments to the agenda?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, I would like us to at least briefly discuss the bylaws, the second bylaws amendment timeline. I mean, we just had our first, which will be, you know, it's still in, we're in the middle of that, presumably, in the PNPA. We will be voting on May 7th, yeah. And I would like us to be ready to announce the second cycle, since so few amendments were this time, and some of them may have an impact on the election. Thank you.
Where would you like to put that on the agenda?
It can be at the end, because, I mean, I assume this will be carried forward. But
it will be. Okay,
George.
Any other amendments to the agenda?
Sorry, George.
I heard two voices, a woman's voice and
Vanessa.
Now is the other voice.
Okay.
Vanessa and then Mal.
Okay, thank you. It's I'm not sure where to put it. I'm not even sure it's an agenda item, but I didn't hear the entire list of committee members. I think I may have come into the middle of it, but one new person from PSW is supposed to be Nancy, and I'm blocking on Nancy's last name. And so I didn't hear her name, or I don't know, maybe her term hasn't started, but at the last LSC meeting, she is a new member, it's my understanding. So I just kind of wanted to check on that.
I don't think the list that we have is up to date. I don't know how far it's gotten at PSW.
Okay.
But,
Janet, Janica, could I say something?
Janica.
So the way that it can be become more official is if the LSC secretary notifies me, the secretary, or notifies somebody, but if it just stays within the LSC, then that's where it will stay.
Okay. I'll double check.
Point of information.
Okay, so Al's on his back. 2 points of information. Well, I didn't recognize the voice.
Lana?
Mm-hmm.
Point of information. The man's last name is Sorden, S as in Sam, O R D N.
Okay.
This is Serene. I have a question.
Yes. Yes, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so since only two, and this is, I guess, for both Lona and Vanessa, since only two LSB members can be on the committee, one of you is being replaced by Nancy?
Well, I know that it was Nancy indeed when I did not realize, I guess I wasn't thinking that, only two, but I recall that when the chair asked who wanted to serve on governance, I said I wanted to continue, and then Nancy said she also wanted to serve. So I didn't realize there were any implications for anybody else.
Okay, I got you, Benito. Who's the other person from PSW now?
Lona Elias.
It's Vanessa and Lona.
Okay.
And Benito is also from PFW as well, but I don't know.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, so I got all the points of information.
No, I'm still waiting for my turn, George.
Okay, but you're on the stack, so that's fine, but there are no more points of information. Okay, good, Matt. And then Benito.
Well, First thing is, my item has been carried over for, what, eight months now? Or
long time.
Yeah, so I would like to go before anything to do with the elections, which my second point is that that we seem to have decided the elections, and I don't see any reason to reopen it. There are no new facts. The person from KPFA who is going to be termed out this year, that was well known before, and so I really resent having to go over the goddamn elections thing again for what, the fourth or fifth time, whatever it is. So first of all, I would like to have my issue discussed, and second of all, I want to vote against adding elections to the agenda.
Okay, we'll take one at a time. Is there any objection to putting consideration of the confidentiality policy above reconsideration of the elections motion? I should say, however, before we do this, let me finish, please. I should say, however, since it's relevant to your decision at this point, that the additional information was stuff that I sent you today that was forwarded by Janet Coburn. And the substance of all of that is that isn't completely clear. It isn't clear at most of the stations because we're not sure whether the records don't exist or whether they exist, but they simply haven't been forwarded or to the necessary. Just exactly who the half the board will be, who's going to be up for re-election. And in fact, in some cases...
Point of order.
Please let me finish.
No, this is a point of order.
What's your point of order?
We're discussing moving the Bernstein motion first on the agenda. So your arguments with regard to anything else are out of order.
These aren't arguments. I'm saying why it is that the other thing in front of it that you're being moved in front of, why it's there. And the reason is it isn't clear, according to Janet and the motion I sent you, just exactly who would be at the next meeting. Okay, it isn't a motion.
It is a complaint, and you can deal with it.
It's fine. I thought I didn't know why it's there. Mal said there was no new information. That seems to me to be new information. And I think you should know
about that. George, can we move the meeting?
Nancy has joined the meeting.
I'm trying to move the meeting. The item in front of us is Mal's suggestion to move the discussion of the confidentiality policy up ahead of the reconsideration of the elections motion. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Who objected?
Benito.
Okay. So, Benito, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes, and first of all, let me say I didn't know that now you've been waiting 8 months to put your thing on the agenda. So I certainly, I feel you. I don't know how else to say it, you know. But I think that the issue of the elections is, I don't know what is more timely than the elections, or could be more timely than the elections. And so I think that we all have to take a deep breath and hold up and listen to some new information, if that's the case.
Anybody want to speak to the moving
motion? I want to speak in favor of Mel's motion.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I agree that a motion which has been sitting on the floor for 8 months ought to get some priority. I have my own objections, and I've been trying to be recognized for the stack long before I asked for the point of information on the PFW membership issue. But I have my own objections about this thing being pushed again, and we will deal with that momentarily. But I wholeheartedly support Mel's motion to deal with the issue that he presented to us months and months and months ago.
Anyone else want to speak to this either for or against?
Janet
Kay is here as a guest, but she has speaking privileges, although not voting privileges.
Point of information?
Well, yes, who asked for the point of information?
Serene with the point of information.
Well, what's the question, Serene?
Okay. It's long been the practice that any, except during that special period in 2013 when some directors weren't allowed to do it, but it's long been the practice that directors can sit in on other meetings, but there's not a practice that directors who are sitting in as guests automatically have, quote, speaking privileges throughout the meeting. So who decided that?
I did just now.
Okay, well, that's not how that happens. It's not a chair's prerogative. It's a body's decision.
Do you want to make that a point of order, Serene?
No, I think that a guest should allow the body to set its agenda and then participate in the meeting on whatever terms are agreed. And I have no problem with someone speaking in a reasonable number of times throughout the meeting. However, the body should be able to set its agenda.
Okay, so I'm willing to join Janet Coburn as part of the Elections Committee, who's been involved in this conversation for a long time, and who is the Secretary of the PNB and has important information, she says, that we should be considering. I'm ruling that she is entitled to speak at this point. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, all I want to say
I'm sorry, the agenda is changed, may I object to your point? To your ruling. I object to your ruling. I'm not going to challenge it, but I do want to go on record as objecting to it. A chair doesn't dictate to the body.
Okay.
The election issue is at the beginning of the agenda, and that's the only reason why I'm at this meeting. And so, some other item that's just a governance committee issue comes first, and I'm not, you know, do I, you know, I'll have to wait through that, or should I get off the call and then come back, or, you know, I'm just saying.
Does anyone else want to speak for or against? I have a question for Benito.
Now, Bernstein for the SAC, please.
I'm sorry, I heard a alert for the voice before Mal Bernstein.
Andrea. I'd like a point of information. I just have a question.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Andrea.
My question is, does Mal Bernstein's item on the agenda come, is there a motion that I should have read before this meeting?
No.
So there's no actual motion?
That's correct.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think we should deal with the elections.
Okay, Vanessa.
Let's vote on it.
I agree with Serene's argument. The LSB raised issues that were postponed ad nauseum for one reason or another, probably legitimate reasons and some that I consider illegitimate. But I think it would be It's just not fair. It's time to deal with an issue that's been put off for 8 months. It's just time to do that. And if we want a time limit or something, but we should give this committee member the courtesy of dealing with their issue first.
George.
Let's see. Andrea was just a question. I think Mal is next. Is there anybody else on the stack that I missed?
Yeah, Benito.
Benito, you were first, actually. I called Vanessa ahead of you. Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, again, as I told Mal a little while ago, I certainly feel that since, you know, that he's been waiting, I think we've all been in that same boat. But again, there's nothing more timely than the election. And if someone who has been involved with this process comes and tells us that she has new information that will impact the conduct of the election, then it doesn't really matter how we voted on the election issues whenever those were voted. I think it behooves us, it is our responsibility to hear new information. What we do with it is up to each individual one of us. But I think we would be shirking our responsibility as LSB members and PLB members if we just said, oh, I'm going to stick my head in the ground, I don't want to hear it.
Point of order.
Point of order, yes.
Can we please vote on the issue of where we're going to place Mal's thing, whether we're going to move it up or not? All the other promotions for the other motion.
We're in the midst of the stack talking about that issue.
Excuse me?
We're in the midst of the stack talking about that issue.
That is not what the member was just speaking to. And the characterization of people sticking their heads in the sand is most inappropriate.
I agree with you on that. Mal, did you want to speak to this?
Yes.
What we're talking about is moving up Mal's amendment. Mal's motion, and Mal, go ahead.
I put this on the agenda many months ago because I've been concerned that both the PNB and local committees have done too much in closed session and not enough in open session. I believe that closed session is to be reserved for a small number of matters. And I put this on the agenda many months ago. It was in new business when it was first put on. You didn't get to it, so it was in old business from then on. But it certainly should have preference to elections, because elections are ephemeral, and our closed sessions are continuous. So I really think that we should finally discuss this matter.
Okay, is there any other discussion on moving up Mal's motion?
Benito says that.
Yeah, Benito.
Substitute motion that we make it as Mal's issue number 2 on the agenda.
Mal's issue, as it stands, is number 2 on the agenda. Number 1 on the agenda was the reconsideration of the elections motion. He's asking to put it first instead of second. At this point, there is no motion to remove the reconsideration of the elections motion on the agenda. And all that's being voted on at this point is turning the two of them around and doing Mal's discussion first. Does anybody else want to speak to that?
I'm sorry, that point of order, George?
Yes.
We're not voting on reversing the order. We're voting on the placement of Mal's motion. We will then discuss the other item. We're not just switching places. That was not the motion. He raised two things when he spoke. You said we're dealing with them separately, so let's be consistent.
Dorian, he's second. Reconsideration is first. We're going to put him first and reconsideration second.
I'm sorry. No. He said that he had two issues. You said we're going to deal with them separately.
Yes.
The issue with which we are now dealing is the issue of moving his motion to first place.
Yes, voting I agree. Voting
yes on that does not mean that we're agreeing to move the other one that you've added to the agenda into second place. Those are separate issues.
All right. It should be clear that if you move Mal's motion to first place, which is the only thing we're discussing, then indeed the other motion will be in second.
The other motion remains open for placement discussion.
I didn't. Okay, fine. I didn't intend to vote on the question of, and I'm not closing the discussion about the agenda. The question of the agenda is still open.
And don't say you're switching.
What's going on now is better to move Mal's motion from second to first.
Got it.
Anybody else want to speak to that? Okay, let me take a vote on that.
Are there any objections?
I hear there are objections, but are there any objections?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Lydia Berzon. Lydia? Yeah, I'll come back. Mal Bernstein.
I vote yes.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
William Hillard, are you here?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Kim Kaufman? Pat Logan? Tony Norman? Andrea Pritchett?
No.
Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence?
Did you hear me?
Andrew,
did you hear me?
Who's speaking?
I'm just not sure you're hearing me. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if I was muted. It's Andrea.
Yes, I heard you.
Okay, thank you.
Lawrence? Serene? Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sadar and Aratomi?
Yes.
John Weyer?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
Sorry, I vote yes.
Lydia Brazon? We can't hear you, Lydia. You're there. Lydia? Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence passes.
Well, you're the last one, Lawrence.
Lana Alliance?
I was offline. Can you tell me what we're voting on?
Whether or not to move Al Bernstein's motion on consideration of confidentiality policy and statements to the first thing that we consider.
As opposed to
reconsideration of the elections motion for 2015.
Point of order. That is not, George, you're doing it again. We're not dealing with where, if or where that elections motion is going. We're dealing simply with where Mal's motion is going.
Mal's motion would go first, the elections ahead of, as it stands now, the elections committee motion. That
it should go ahead of everything. Simply say it goes first and stop saying it as though it's, you know, that is the alternative to anything else.
I'll speak the motions as I see fit. Go ahead. Lona, did you want to vote on that?
Lona was running.
Hello,
it's Nancy. I was in the middle of a vote from Lawrence. Lawrence, yes or no?
No.
I'm sorry, what was that again, Lawrence?
I'd like to speak to the same issue before the vote continues.
No.
You vote no. Okay. Lona Elias, how do you vote? Okay. I vote no. The motion passes 7-4. And
Zach, please.
Excuse me, George.
I'm sorry.
Can you repeat the vote?
It was 7-4.
So you're saying two against?
No.
He's saying 7-4.
7-4
against.
Again.
Okay.
Okay. Serene, go ahead. You have the floor.
No, 1, 2, 3, and do it again.
Sorry?
Serene, you have the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard someone else speaking.
Benito.
Okay, you're next.
Okay. I object to the elections motion being placed back onto the governance committee agenda. This has got to be at least the third, if not the fourth, or meeting that has been devoted to discussing something which, one, is actually an elections committee issue. We've met separately. Both committees have met together and separately on this issue. I think going back maybe as far as December. And each time that the motions have been brought to a vote, there were two motions. One motion has been resoundingly supported. We've had it rescinded. We've had it revisited. Now that the governance committee has voted on it, the elections committee has voted on it, I think twice, it is now the purview of the TNB. Why are we spending governance committee time rehashing the same motion? When we discussed the motion and before we voted on it in both bodies, I know that I made it clear and I know that others made it clear that it was not about the individuals who would be affected. So we didn't actually do a breakdown of, well, this person would have to go and this person couldn't run. And so, because that kind of thinking invites partisanship, and it invites the appearance of partisanship, neither of which this organization needs a bit more of. So that is precisely, I mean, the information is very clear. We're talking about doing half the seats. We don't care if it's Brenda, if it's Pete, if it's me. It's best not to involve personalities when you're looking at policy issues. You vote on the principle. You vote on the policy. and then you implement it. The election supervisor will have a role in looking at the seats, looking at the terms, to make a statement.
You're arguing the issue. Do you want to make a motion?
Yeah, we don't need to discuss it. I move that this proposed item, excuse me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I move that this item, which has been proposed by the chair as a follow-up to some private conversations he had with a member whose motion was resoundingly rejected by both the Governance and Elections Committee previously, not be placed on our agenda. We actually have governance work to do, folks.
So the motion is that we strike this from the agenda. Is that correct, Serene?
I believe everyone understood me to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I did.
Benito, turn this back.
Go ahead, Benito.
I move substitute motion. I move that the elections issue be put back on, be made the second issue on the agenda. And since the first motion has been motivated, I think I have the right to motivate this. You know, I think that we need to hear the information. If we hear the information, then we can decide what we want to do about it. But I think that some people are automatically assuming that what is being proposed is a regurgitation of the same motion from before without any new information. What is essential here is that we listen to new information. And then if we decide that it is a governance issue or an elections issue or a PMB issue at all, or whether the NES should deal with it and they stay out of it, that's a separate, we need to decide that when the time comes. But we don't even know what the issue is right now.
Monitor the stack, please.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on after myself, and then William.
Two things. I am in support of Serene's motion. I'm opposed to Benito's motion for the reason that Serene articulated. I've been on the calls when we had these discussions and voted, and I don't understand why something is being rehashed just because somebody doesn't like the vote in the way that it was taken, and that's what it appears to be. That's my impression of it. That's the only thing that makes sense, to continue to go over what we've already voted on and decided. The other thing is, Mr. Chair, I support the motion of the point of order in terms of your decision to unanimously decide the privileges of a visitor to this committee, and I think that's that.
I'm gonna put myself on the stack now because I'm the one who put this motion on the agenda, and I put it in as a reconsideration because I voted on the side of Serene's motion to begin with. The point is that you are going to cut, since there are more people on essentially every one of the LSBs. This was the result of Janet, who was the secretary of the PNB, doing some due diligence on the issue, that there are going to be confusion because it isn't clear just which 12 people are supposed to get off the board and be reelected. Now, if you want a setup for faction fighting, make that something which is decided at the local issue, at the local level. There is a procedure for deciding who is elected when. However, we do not, in fact, know at this point, because the records aren't either they aren't complete or they haven't been forwarded, which of the people that are going to be taken off. And in most cases, because there are also people who are term-limited, independent of which election they're elected in, there's going to be more than 12 people. So that's why I thought it important to take a look at this information and decide what we have to do ahead of the time before we throw this to the LSBs, where it will be chaos, at least in my opinion. So that's why it's here. Okay. William, you're next.
Andrea for the stack, please.
Vanessa for the stack.
I heard William, and then who was the next person?
Andrea.
William, then Andrea, and anybody else?
Vanessa for the stack.
Vanessa, okay.
Vanessa, and then Serena, but I realize I'll have to go after those who've not spoken on the issue.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Andrea. I'm sorry, go ahead, William.
Thank you. The thing we're discussing is the substitute motion, which really all you'd have to do is vote no on the main motion, but okay. George, you're arguing for the main motion, so I'll argue against the main motion, which in turn argues against the substitute motion. The LSBs will be able to determine they have minutes and they have records, and it's very clear in the original election motion that's been passed by this committee and by the election committee that it's the seats that were elected in 2010 in the case of KPFK. That didn't happen, so that's why they're doing all 24. But it's the seats. It's not the people. And the LSBs will be able to determine who replaced whom in, if anybody was replaced, and follow that through to this year. And as to your point about people that are terming out, so what? The bylaws are very clear on what to do when and only when people term out, the exact date, month that they term out, if they happen to come in the, you know, not in the original election, if they replaced somebody for some reason. It's all very clear. It has nothing to do with elections. That's a separate bylaw in and unto itself. Bringing up names of people and saying it's confusing, it's just an excuse to delay, delay, delay. We passed motions from both committees, and I think we should stick with it. I'd be tempted to use the word dilatory, but maybe I don't understand the definition of it. It seems pointless and a waste of time to start considering who's who and why and when, and gee whiz. We have motions that passed, and our LSBs will be able to determine who is being replaced. Thank you.
Andrew, you're next.
Yeah, well, I got to say, I haven't been coming to a whole lot of governance meetings, and I've seen some of the emails, and I have to confess to a lot of my own lack of morale. Because I'm witnessing this conversation, and I'm realizing I really agree that the more clarity we can send throughout the network to the LSBs, it really helps. And when I read the proposal about how to move forward with the elections, this is an unusual circumstance. We haven't had elections for a few cycles, and so there's a lot of confusion among the ranks. I don't know if you notice it, but it's there. And the ambiguities that Janet points out, I think, really make this an urgent situation. If we have an election supervisor, it's not kind to send her into that field of battle and try to harmonize all these forces without at least let the policies take the weight, bear the burden, and let us be as clear as we can. So, I know you guys have worked hard. It's been on your agenda several times, and you've had hours into this. But when you think of the hours that we're going to spend in really unhappy, unhealthy, cyclical conversations about the ambiguities that somebody else, that were in the proposal and that we could have foreseen, I think it's worth the conversation, guys, and I really hope, and I'm sorry I've been so absent, but I'm struggling to participate here, and I really hope that we can be honest with ourselves that, yes, if we don't send clarity, that we're just kicking the can down the road and letting somebody else have the conversations that we really should have here. Thank you.
Margie.
Yes, please. Zach. Vanessa, who's speaking?
Margie. I want to be on the staff.
Vanessa and then Margie.
Okay.
So who's that? Who's asking?
This is Vanessa. I was asking, who was just speaking, Mr. Chair?
That was Andrea Pritchett.
Thank you.
And I would like to be on the stack, George.
Okay.
Now.
And Benito at the end.
Okay. Good, Margie.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I thought that I was on the stack. Or are you going to Margie because she hasn't...
Well, I just got confused with speaking to you about something else. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. So, first of all, George, I appreciate you clarifying the reason for putting this on the agenda again. It is a new reason. It's not rehashing anything based on everything that I know now. I agree with every single word that the speaker before me said. I think she said it exceedingly well in terms of the rationale for, at a minimum, having a discussion about it, not to assign motives to anyone, not to presume we understand, but now that you've explained, you know what the reason is, and I think it merits a discussion. And I think the track record of the LSB, the PNB, all of, the various governing bodies shows a history of a propensity for conflict. And there are factions, and there are people who support one thing and oppose another, and people get together. And when you're talking about language, language is subject to interpretation. So if we see the writing on the wall that something that has good intent but is written in such a way that it could be made more clear, then we have a responsibility to try to work that out now, rather than to naively think that we can send it to the LSB and kumbaya, it'll all be fine and everybody will smile and get along. I think we should deal with it now.
Paul, you're next.
Wait, what happened to Margie? No?
Oh, I'm sorry, Margie, you're next.
Sorry. I hear what Vanessa's saying, but I absolutely, totally disagree with it because the LSB, as someone said earlier, I think William, is where the records are kept. That's who's got the records. If they come to loggerheads over something because there are missing minutes or people's memories don't jive with the minutes, that'll have to be worked out. But I think it would cost us more to have this committee make decisions about the functioning of the LSBs. When people leave the LSBs and are replaced by the next runner-up, that should be that information should be recorded. The LSBs should have that, and really, that's what we're talking about. And we're also talking about the 6-year term limit, which is absolute, so it's very clear. You look, you see, somebody served 6 years, they can't run again. That's just how it is. And I don't even think it's appropriate for this committee to have that conversation because it is the responsibility, the people we're talking about are elected to the LSBs, and it is the LSB's responsibility to deal with these issues and not ours. I, that's how I feel. And I don't even get why it's a governance issue. I mean, it's a... well, anyway, that's it. I'm done.
That'd be appropriate time.
Janet, sorry, Kay, could I get on the stack?
Can you read this stack, George?
I just have Mal and... Benito, I believe all these people have spoke only once on this. I haven't spoken yet on this.
And I'm Vanessa for the when it's appropriate.
And who's
Janet,
on the stack?
Janet K. Could I get on the stack?
Yes, she can, Janet.
Who's on the second round, please?
So, I'm sorry? What? So I have Mal and then Benito and Janet as first time speakers, and I have Serene and Vanessa for a second.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mal.
Okay.
My point is that LSBs currently deal with people who are either termed out or resign. They do it all the time. They know how to do it, and it's not an issue for the governance committee. So it appears to me that this is just a false reason to bring up elections once more, once we've decided them. We don't have the jurisdiction or the reason interfere with the LSBs, and they are already dealing with people who are turned out or otherwise resigned. So I just think that it's silly to take up this issue once more.
Question, Mr. Chair, please. I think we've
discussed. Who's that?
Lona Elias, can we call the question?
No, you can't. You can't call the question in the committee. Benito?
Okay. Well, first of all, I agree with Andrea and I agree with Vanessa. And I want to say that I find this whole discussion really amazing. What I'm hearing is committee members making assumptions about what the issues may or may not be and how they can get, and how those assumed issues may or may not be resolved by the LSB. And I don't understand how committee members can make those assumptions if you don't even know what the issues are. And maybe if we listen to the person that did the research and identified the issues, then we can decide whether that is something for the LSB to work out, or whether the issue is something else, and maybe something else needs to happen. But the point is, why are we trying to make assumptions about something, the universe of which we have not identified? This is mind-boggling, is what I'm trying to say. You know, I think that there's an agenda here, and I can understand, you know, the Veterans Committee wanted an issue, you want to move forward. That makes sense. But the bottom line is, when new information comes up, what do you do with it? Do you deal with it and decide whether it affects your prior decision, or do you just ignore it? Now, y'all decide. And then be willing to live with the consequences. That's it.
Okay. Nancy on the stick.
Who's that?
Nancy, KPFT Nancy on the stick.
Okay, you're after Janet, Nancy.
Okay. So it's not just about who is in what seat. It's also about the fact that there have been extended terms for all of the LSB members. And at WPFW in 2012, there was an election of all 24 delegates' seats because WPFW did not make quorum in 2010. There was no election at WPFW. Well, they didn't make quorum. And so the basing who terms out or who should be half of the delegates from WPFW cannot be determined from the 2010 election. There are also some of the LSB members are not even on in the database that produces the notices for meetings. I mean, that's another thing that I identified. And so, you know, there's discrepancies in the data, and what is, who is actually on which LSBs, and how long are their terms, when were they seated, that's, and when will they term out, all that information is not really clear, and there's discrepancies. So that's part of what I presented in my report.
Hey, Nancy, you're next.
I thought you said I was after John.
You're after Janet.
Oh, Janet, okay. You know, all this information is in the minutes, and I noticed on the websites, only KPFT has published their minutes on the website. The other four stations, their minutes are not there. Now, some stations, very few, are listed on the KPFTX.org in audio, but not in minutes. So I think we need to make a recommendation or a message to send back to take back to our stations that we need to get our individual stations' minutes up and then posted, and then if it's not going to be posted on the station website, leave a message there to click it to the kpfdx.org and get our minutes up there. This is something we can do at our individual stations, and if maybe the best thing is go back to our hard copies, the ones that have them, and then send this report to Janet as soon as possible. And Otis, or whoever is taking care of that kpfdx.org right now, that needs to be updated. This, let's not spend any more time with this. This is things we should have gotten in place before this meeting. It's a long-standing problem in some of the stations. They don't put their minutes. Shouldn't it be there? Is there? Anyway, I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying, go back to our stations and tell our stations that we need to get our housekeeping in order. I'm through.
Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken yet who'd like to speak to this issue? Okay, hearing none, Serene, then Vanessa, and I'm going to put myself on the stack after that if there's nobody else that wants to speak for the second time. Go, Serene.
Okay. So there's been quite a bit of conflation of things that are completely unrelated. The boards have, different boards keep their records in different ways, and we should consider moving to it some uniformity. But the most important thing is that all the information is there, not necessarily that it's arranged in a way that a particular person prefers. So LSBs have to follow the bylaws with regard to how people are replaced on the boards. But there are areas in which you run out of runners-up, and then they have to go through a process of nominating people. I know certainly KPFT has functioned at times with fewer than 28 board members. I know D.C. has been similarly afflicted. In New York, we never run out of people. I'm not sure which is good and which is bad, I'm just saying. But, you know, that issue is completely separate from what we're talking about. We are not talking about LSBs making decisions about who has to run and who can stay and who gets extended. The problem began when the PNB voted in 2013 not to hold elections. That has triggered everything else. The Elections Committee began discussions of how we move forward with the 2015 elections, which actually began in 2014, because that's when the NES stuff started. And that is really the only thing this body should be dealing with. Whether or not people are getting proper notices because their names, the results of their local elections or selection process has or have not been forwarded to the PNB secretary, whether or not the secretaries of the LSBs need to be contacted individually where that information is not forthcoming, whether or not
people have taken the position, oh, I can only take the information if it comes from person X, not person Y, therefore I'm not going to update a list. You know, those things have nothing to do with this committee or with the issue that we're discussing. They're important, and I certainly have opinions on them, opinions that I've had from following the PND for the past dozen years, okay? But that's not what we're talking about here tonight. LSBs will not be deciding who moves forward and who doesn't. The bylaws say that when someone leaves the board within the space of their term, their three-year term, there's a process for replacing them. So you look for the date, and everything may not be current and immediately available, but everything can be recreated. It's a tedious process. I started doing it with regard since 2004, and my records are not complete, but there are some records that are more complete, and if someone wants help with that project or wants to help with such a project, that's an entirely different matter. But yes, it can be determined that person X stopped attending meetings and was removed from the board in October of 2013, and that the balance of their term was filled out when person Y joined the board in November and continued, or the next February. So there may not be the degree of clarity we would all like about who replaced whom at what point, but it can be determined. Further, the only issue that the motions dealt with, and I urged people, and we had agreement on this, we're not going to personalize it. We're not going to do it in a way that then it becomes, well, yeah, oh, they'd be losing 5 seats, which makes it better for me in the next election. We don't have time for that kind of foolishness. Pacifica actually has work to do, and I'd like us to get on with it, okay? So the National Election Supervisor can create, she seems to be a competent woman, can create, with help, a list of people who are on the board, when they got on the board, how long they've served, if they're eligible to run, who substituted for whom. All those things can happen. Please do not allow the fact that people have many different concerns to all become the issue with which this committee deals. This committee's job is clear, to work on the implementation of the bylaws. We've passed a motion after several months of meetings and many hours of discussion. The, quote, discoveries in this email that we all received today and are expected to upend our schedules to talk about are, in fact, not new. Many of us who pay attention knew that there was a level of confusion in terms of the way the records were being maintained. That doesn't change what we need to do tonight. I'm amazed that we've spent, 40 minutes or something discussing this instead of actually doing the work of the committee. Can we move on?
Yes.
I will point out that this motion, the motion which was approved repeatedly, has repeatedly been attacked at every step. It's just not a good use of human energy, folks. There was an alternate motion. It was soundly defeated after much discussion. It goes to the PNB. Anybody who wants to fight it, and it is a director who is bringing this request to undo it, fight it there. We don't have to keep, spinning our wheels in the same spot.